Today's daf is Menachos daf Samach Beis. We left off in daf Samach Aleph and Beis. We're about 5 lines before the end of the page. So we were discussing yesterday the concept of both Tenufa and Smicha and relating to Karbanos of Nashim, whether they require Smicha. So we said, Matzino Shechile Kakasov, Bein Karban Yisrael, Le Karbanovi Kachavim, Le Karban Nashim Besmicha. That Karbanovi Kachavim does not require Smicha, Bnei Yisrael Besamach, Bnei Yisrael Samchim, not of the Kachavim Bar Samchim. And we discussed in terms of Nashim as well. So just a couple of points about Smicha before we move on. The Emek Bracha has the following Chakira, very, very interesting Chakira. Whether the mitzvah of Smicha is a chiyuv on the Bala Karban, that he has a mitzvah to be somech al Karbano on his Karban that he brings, but it's not a din in the Karban, that the Karban itself requires Smicha, it's a din on the Bala Karban, or maybe the chiyuv is on the Karban. Part of the Maisa HaKrava of the Karban is the Smicha. It's just that Smicha is not Ma'akev, but it is part of the Maisa HaKrava of the Karban itself. It's a din HaKravas HaKarban, that HaKravas HaKarban involves Smicha. So the Emek Bracha says we could prove from Tosos, who says that Ovdei Kochavim are nisma'it mismicha, that Ovdei Kochavim are excluded from smicha, we could still, Tosos says, even so, there's still room to say that someone else might be able to be brought in to be somech on their karban. So what do you see from Tosos' suggestion that even though Ovdei Kochavim can't do smicha, we should maybe still have someone else come in to do smicha on their karban? You see that the chiv of smicha is not a din in the bailim, it was a din in the Bailim, so the Bailim can't do smicha, there's no smicha and you're done. But if you hold that it's a din in the Karban, so then there's room for the suggestion of Tosfos that if the Ovdei Kochavim can't do it, still maybe the Karban requires smicha and we should bring somebody else in to do the smicha. In the Chazon Yecheskel, he writes that the chi of smicha is like all other mitzvos, that it's on the Adam to do, and that's exactly why shlichus does not work by smicha, and that a karban that many shutfim are involved in, all of the shutfim have to do smicha. If it was just a din in the karban, so when you have many shutfim, you don't have to have all the shutfim figure out how to do smicha. You could have one guy do smicha, and smicha is done on the karban. So the Chazon Yecheskel says, no, it's pashut that it's a din in the bailim, that it's not a din in the karban. So that is the major chakira in regards to smicha. And this comes up in regards to discussing nashim. Rashi writes that nashim are nisma'atu mismicha, because it says b'nei Yisrael, and we darshim b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, that comes to exclude nashim. So Tosos asks, in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Tosos asks, why do I need a miut to tell me that women are excluded from smicha? Shouldn't women be excluded from smicha anyway, because smicha is a mitzvah saseisha zman grama? Smicha is only done during the day. So shouldn't that by definition exclude women from smicha? So the question you have to ask yourself before you answer that question is, why is smicha only done during the day? So the reason that smicha is only done during the day, Tosos writes, is because there is a rule, takeoff the smicha shchita, that smicha has to come immediately after the shchita. Shchita is only done during the day. Memela, the smicha is only going to be done during the day. So the Tzon Kodshim doesn't like that reason, because Tosos writes on Daf Mem Tesam and Beis here in Menachos that the Isra of the Hakrava before the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Isra of being Makriv Karbanos before Tamid Shel Shachar, is not an Isra of doing Shchita before Tamid Shel Shachar. It's an Isra of Haktara before Tamid Shel Shachar, which implies that you can do Shchita even before Alos HaShachar. So if the whole reason you can't do Smicha during the day is because you take off the Smicha Shchita, I mean, you can only do Smicha during the day because you take off the Smicha Shchita, and it turns out you could do Smicha before Alos HaShachar, because you could do Shchita before Alos HaShachar. And anyway, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, wait a second, if the whole reason you can't do Smicha during the night is because of take off the Smicha Shchita, then Smicha is not a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. It doesn't matter, the Kash of Tos is not a Kash, because Shchita is a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Smicha just happens to be a function of Shchita, but it's Shchita's Grama, not the Zman that's Goreim, it's the Shchita that's Goreim the Smicha. It happens to be the Shchita is the Shchita is Goreim the Smicha, and the Shchita is Nigram Al Yidei the Zman, but that's a step removed. That doesn't make it Zman Grama, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's a major discussion in regards to, let's say, Kiddush Levana. Is Kiddush Levana Zman Grama? So you say, no, it's not the Zman that's Gorim, it's the Levana that's Gorim. Whenever the Levana is Bechidusha, so you have a mitzvah of saying Kiddush Levana. Yeah, but the Levana is governed by Zman. So do you say that that's also a step removed? That women should be potter? Because the in Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kehil quote from early Kabbalistic sources that women don't do Kiddush Levana because Heim Garmu Pagama Levana. They cause the Pagam of the Levana. So that's why the Dafka don't do it. But are they Pater halachically? Do you say Mitzvei Shazman Grama and therefore the Pater? Or do you say no, it's not Mitzvei Shazman Grama because it's the Levana that's Gorein. The other possibility of why Smicha has to be done during the day is because the Pasuk says Ubi Yom Zivchachem, and the Gemara Megillah Daf Chafam Beis learns out that from there that Shechit is only Kasher B'Yom. And there's a hekish between smicha and shechita, v'samach v'shachat. So whatever din you apply by shechita, you're going to apply by smicha. Now this is a little different. This isn't about the fact that smicha has to be done right after the shechita. This is about the fact that smicha and shechita are halachically linked through the yirgum midshatar and dreshes bed. There's a hekish that says that the dinim that apply by one apply by the other, and therefore the din of bayom that applies by shechita applies by smicha as well. But bottom line is tosin kiddushin as is kasha. Why do I need a special drush to tell me that women don't do smicha anyway? Women should be part of from smicha because it's mitzvah shazman grama. So Tosin Kiddushin is mitarets that you could say that since the smicha is hukash l'shchita v'samach v'shachat, and by shchita women are kasher, so smicha should also. That's as if you have a drasha that tells you that by smicha women are kasher as well. I mean, after all, by mitzvah shazman grama there are almost more exceptions than there are the rule. Right? We always say afin haribos anes, so women are included in mitzvah Shazman Grama. There, any time you have any indication that a woman should be chayiv, so that trumps the rule of mitzvah Shazman Grama. So if here you have an indication by the comparison between the law of smicha and the law of shechita that women are kasher lishchot, so women should be kasher to do the smicha. But says the Emek Bracha, if we say, based on the Chakiri said before, that the Iker din smicha is a chiv in the karban, so then Tosfos kasha is not a kasha. Because without the miut of B'nai Yisrael, I would say, granted, women are pater from the mitzvah smicha, but their karban still requires smicha. And therefore, they should be pater from the mitzvah, but the karban demands it, and therefore maybe they should be somech in order to fulfill the chiv and the karban, that it's one of the avodas of the karban. So just like all the avodas of the karban are mitzvah shazman grama, and because all the avodas are only done during the day, and afal pikein, a karban nashim needs all the avodas, because the karban needs it. So the woman doesn't have to do it, but the karban needs to have it done. So I would have thought the same thing by smicha. That's why I need a miut to tell me that no, that they are completely removed from smicha. Turiyev and other achronim give a different answer. They say that something is only called with they give a yesod in terms of how to define mitzvah shazman grama. They say a mitzvah that you can do by day and not by night is not necessarily mitzvah seishazman grama, because if it's the same mitzvah that restarts every day, it just pauses overnight, but it's the same mitzvah that you do each that starts up again, the same mitzvah that you didn't do yesterday, so now when it comes morning today, that chiyuv comes back, that's not called zman grama. Zman grama is when a certain zman comes and that chiyuv is over, and now it's too late. It's not just when it's on pause. So for instance, Netilas Lulav I only do on Sukkot, and this year Sukkot I don't do it, so it's not going to pick up the same chiyuv next year. It's a new chiyuv, or even each day. Nighttime is Lav Zman for Netilas Lulav, but the next day it's not my chiyuv of Netilas Lulav from yesterday that's continuing. No, it's a new chiyuv. Each and every day brings a new chiyuv, but the Karban only needs one smicha. So the smicha wasn't done yesterday. My smicha chiyuv today is the same smicha chiyuv from yesterday that's starting up again. So it says the Turi Evan, that's not called zman grama. That's considered that it's that it continues to go on. So that is the suggestion of the Turi Evan. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Let's start the Gemara a little bit. Five lines from the bottom. Samach alvam beis. Tani idach b'nei Yisrael in the b'nei Yisrael gerim avad mushachar minayin. I would only know b'nei Yisrael in tenufa. How do I know that gerim avad mushacharin also required tenufa? Tamalomar hamakriv. Oenu elo zekoin hamakriv. So, but maybe I could say that that's only referring to the kohen that's doing that krava. Kshuomer yadav to Vienna hare bailim amur. When it says yadav to Vienna, so we know that it's bailim, that it's the bailim. So okay, son. So how's it the bailim and the kohen to do the tenufa? Kohen meniach adav tachas yad ha-bailim umenif. The Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the bailim, and they do the tenufa. Remember, we saw yesterday in Tosos what exactly under the hands of the bailim means. You say like Rashi, touching the bailim's hands, in which case you have to deal with the chatzitza issues, or like Tosos said, it's just lower down on the kli than the bailim's hands. The Rashi writes, of the chav menashim could make a Kohen their shaliach to do the tenufa. So the Achronim just wonder about that lashon, that shliach, ein shlichus la'akum, and Ovid Chavim doesn't do tenufa, so he makes a kohen a shliach to do the tenufa. And furthermore, if shlichus works on the tenufa, Yisrael should also be able to make a shliach to let the kohen do it for him. Why does Yisrael, why does the bailim have to be holding on to it? He should be able to make a shliach. And furthermore, there's a rule by shlichus. If the mishaleach is not able to do kol milsa di'u lamatzi avid, shliach lamatzi mashvi. For anything that I can't do myself, I am unable, I do not have the authority to appoint a shliach. So how can an Ovid Chavim who can't do the tenufa be mimane a shliach to do it for him? Since Nashim also, okay, if they can't do it themselves, how can you say that it's a din of shlichus? So the Taras HaKodesh, Menachos Kohen, say that Rashi doesn't mean to say Nashim Novi Chavim make a shliach to do it. Rashi means to say is that they become the shluchei derachmana. That's what it means. They make a shliach, they have a Kohen do it for them, and the Kohen becomes shluchei derachmana. But it's not a normal din of shlichus the way we are used to thinking about shlichus. But anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, the Tapasam plays a Meralf, Ketzarosa. So what do you do? Maniach Emurin, how do you position the parts of the karban when you do the tenufa, when you do the waving? Maniach Emurin al Pisas Hayad, you put the Emurin of the karban on directly on the hand, the Chazav Ishok Alehen, and the Chazav Ishok are on top of them. And whenever there is Lechem, then the Lechem goes on top of that. So Hecha asks the Gemara, where do you find lechem that by a karba that you need to put lechem lamala? So I'm Papa b'miluim. You find it by the miluim. Pasuk says Rashi quotes misala matzos for shalof ne'ashem until the pasuk goes on vayasam alacholav mal shokayimin. So that's where the lechem comes by the carbon of the miluim that it goes lamala. The Rishonim just point out it's not only by the miluim that you have lechem lamala. You have by the tenufas trumas lachme toda that are given to the kohen, the tenufas halechem that the nazir brings. Also the lechem is lamala. It's not only by the miluim. Rav Papa says b'miluim because it's from the miluim that we learn this din that lechem is in lamala. That's why Rashi quotes the pasuk vayasim ala chalavim that he quotes. You take the salamatos and you put it on top of the chalav, on top of the shokayimin. You put it on top of those things because it's from there that we learn this din that lechem is lamala. But it's true of other karbanos as well. Shitum Betzas makes this ha'ara that we find it by these other karbanos as well, by the Todah and the El Nazir. Shitum Betzas knows Aleph. Okay, my timer, but what's the reason that the Chazav Ashok is on top of the Emurin? Why is it Emurin first, then Chazav Ashok on top of that? Ile mishum duksiv shok atruma v'chazeya tenufa ali she'achalavim yaviyu lahanif tenufa. So it sounds from that pasuk that's the way it goes. V'aksiv, but we have another pasuk. Esa chelev ala chazeya yaviyenu. Sounds from another pasuk the chelev goes on top of the chazeya, not the chazeya on top of the chelev. So we have a contradiction in pasukim anyway. So how do you know which one goes on top of what? So I'm Rabbaya, who demaisi le kohen mi besamit b'chayim v'ramilei. No, that second pasuk that says the chelev is on top of the chazeya, that's talking about when the kohen is bringing it from the Beis HaMitbachayim, when he's bringing it from the place where they butcher up the animal and they cut it into different pieces, not during the tenufa itself. When he places it in your hand to do the tenufa, then it gets reversed. But it says, so it sounds like even during the tenufa, there's some other step where he's placing chalav malachazos, so which is the wrong order. So who the yavle lekohen achrina vazel maktale? No, there's another kohen that's involved also. He gives it to another kohen who's going to go and be maktirit. So that's also at that step it could be the chalav on top of the chazos. But in terms of the tenufa, it's the chaz on top of the chalav. Why do you have another kohen going and being maktirit? V'hakamashmul debinu shlosha kohanim. You need three kohanim involved. Mishum duchsev. Parava Mahadras Melech, because there's a rule that Parava Mahadras Melech, that as many people as we can get involved, we try to get as many people involved as possible. Now the Rambam interestingly leaves out this halacha about getting the other Kohen involved in Likutei Halachos. Chafetz Chaim writes that the Rambam leaves it out because it's only Hidr Mitzvah and it's not Shaykh to the Ikra Tanufa. The din of bringing more people in and getting more people involved, that's a Hidr Mitzvah. It's not absolutely required for the din of Tanufa per se, and that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it. But what you do see from this Gemara is the Yisod in Rovam Hadras Melech, that three people can constitute Rovam. Whenever there's a requirement of Rovam Hadras Melech, it seems that Rovam can be defined as three people. The Rosh in the 7th Perek of Brachos, Simon Gimel, and the Ritva in Brachos and Daf Mem Hei point out that that's why by Birchas HaZimun, by Birchas HaMazon B'Zimun, we have a Dafka Mitzvah Du B'Shlosha, because Shlosha is Rovam Hadras Melech. That's why the Mitzvah of Zimun is Dafka B'Shlosha. Others say, other Rishonim suggests, Tosos and Daf Samach seems to say that even when two people do a mitzvah, it's also a kima of Rovam Hadras Melech. If it could have been done by one, and you get a second person involved, it's not, there's no magic number that three is Bravam. No, Bravam just means that the more people getting involved when they weren't really needed, that itself is Bravam Hadras Melech. This comes up by Kiddush Levana. Bir Alacha has a discussion by Kiddush Levana in Sim Tav Chav Vav, Sif Beis, Dibar Maskel Ella. He has a discussion in regards to Kiddush Levana, where there's a machlokas rishonim, if you have only three people around, should you say Kiddush Levana, or should you wait and delay Kiddush Levana until you're going to be able to do it with a minion? So the Eshel Avram and the Pri Chadash say you should wait for a minion, because in order to be Mekayim, Baravam Hadras Melech, you need a minion. Chayadim says, no, three people is also a kiyum of Baravam Hadras Melech. So it could be that they're arguing about this issue. They're arguing about whether Baravam, what the number is for Baravam Hadras Melech, or whether there is a number. Maybe there is no magic number. If you say there is a magic number, so maybe three is that magic number you see from our Gemara. But maybe there is no magic number. Maybe by Kiddush Levana, Baravam should be in a more respectable way, in more, whatever the normal context of Kiddush Levana is, so it should be at least that much. So normally it's done b'minyan, so you do b'minyan in order to be mekayim b'ravam, or the more the merrier. He quotes here from the Siddur Hatfila l'Rokeach, the Rokeach's commentary on the Siddur. He writes, Kol davar shebekdusha lo yapachas me'asara uksiv b'ravam hadras melech. How do we know that a davar shebekdusha needs a minyan? So obviously the Gemara derives it from Sukkim, but he says b'ravam hadras melech b'rov b'gematria asara b'nei adam. And then check that out. Doesn't sound right. But I don't know how you get Asara B'nei Adam, Barov? I don't know, whatever. Okay, not gonna, the math doesn't seem to work, but he says somehow it's a gematria. Chishek Shlomo just points out, the Gemara over here is Tali and Machlokas and the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma has a Machlokas, whether the Kohen that Zochet to bring up the Evarim of the Karbanos on the Kevesh is also the one that brings it from the Kevesh up into the Mizbeach. The Tana of the Mishnah in Yuma that holds that other Kohanim do it, because one Tana holds Brovam Hadras Melech, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, no, by B'makom Shechina, it's Lav Orech Ara. By serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not nice to like do half the job and then let someone else finish the job. It looks like it's a tareach ulo. It looks like you're not interested in finishing the job. So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's shita. So the Chora, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say it's not appropriate to be mechalik the bringing of the chaz of Ashok and the emurim beis amit b'chayim and the tenufa, all these different jobs into three different kohanim, because b'makom shechina lava rechara. Whereas the Tanakama would say no, avarav amadus melech. The more people you can get involved, you get involved. So it seems like it's not so pashut that it might be subject to a machlokas tanaim. Tosos of there in Yuma says that even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says b'makom shechina lava rechara, will be moda by Erev Pesach. What do we say? That by Erev Pesach, the Mishnah Pesachim, the Samach Dalid, goes through how they would have a line of Kohanim, and each one would pass the blood in the cups to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, then they would pass back the empty cups, and it was like an assembly line. And the reason they did it that way is because Baravam Hadras Melech. What about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's B'makom Shechina Lava Rechara, that it looks like I'm not interested in doing it? So Tosav there in Yuma says, no. In that situation, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would be Moda, that it's appropriate, that it's not considered, that it looks bad. Why? Because the second I let go of one cup, I'm taking another one. So I'm continually doing the avodah. It's not like I'm leaving the avodah to go home. As I let go of one thing, I'm
I'm taking the next cup. It's an assembly line. So that's why it's not a problem, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in that context. Okay, let's see weiter in the Gemara now. We're at the two dots, I think, right? Yeah, so it says in Marosh Te'alach Mishnei Kivsei Atzeres. So Tan Rabban, Ve'en Evakoyen Osam Al Lechem Abikurim Yochel Yaniach Kvasm Al Gabi Alechem. So now we're talking about the Tenufa of the Shtei Alechem together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. On Shavuos, you have to wave the Shtei Alechem together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. So the Brice says, Ve'en Evakoyen Osam Al Lechem Abikurim, says the Pasuk. So Yochel Yaniach Kvasm Al Gabi Alechem. I might think to put the sheep on top of the bread. Tamalomar Al Shnei Kvasim. That's why it says Al Shnei Kvasim. So from there I would think it's the bread on top of the sheep. But it says no, it's on the bread. So you have a steer in the psukim. You don't know how do we make these psukim make sense. On the one end it sounds like the kvasim on the lechem, the other end it sounds like the lechem on the kvasim. So which is it? So the Gemara is going to have four approaches as to what to do about the waving of the shtei lechem with the kvasim, with the kivsei atzeres. Approach number one. By the other wavings, we just said that the lechem goes lamala. So here also, the lechem is lamala. What are the other wavings? The miluim, and the shittim gretz pointed out, the toda, the el nazir. So the lechem always goes lamala, we said on the top of the amud. So here also, by the shtei lechem. Hecha, Amra Papa b'miluim, right? Where do we find elsewhere? By the miluim. It says beferish in the pasuk, as we pointed out. Rashi on the top of the page said that the lechem goes on top. So here also lechem goes on top. That's approach number one. Approach number two. Rabbi Yosef ben Shlomo Omer, kvasim lamala. No, the animal goes on top. Umani mekayim al shnei kvasim. What do I do with the words al shnei kvasim? Lahotzi shiva. That's to tell you that the shiva kvasim of korbanos ola that you bring al alechem as chovas hayom, that you bring as part of the chovas hayom of shavuos, that they don't require tenufa. That's what it means when the pasuk says al shnei kvasim. Al doesn't mean on top of physically. It means that the lechem has tenufa together with Dafka Shnei Kvasim, not with all the other animals that you're bringing as korbanos on that day of Shavuos. In terms of physical placement, it's Al HaLechem, it's the Kvasim on top of the Lechem. Possibility number three, Shita number three, Chanina ben Chachina Yomer, Menyach Shtei Alechem Bein Yarkosein Shal Kvasim Umenif. You put the Lechem in between the thighs of the sheep, and you do the waving. Now, when exactly is this? Rashi says that the Brisa is speaking about the tenufa of the Shnei Kvasim while they're still alive. That there's a tenufa that you do while they're still alive. That's what we're talking about. You take the lechem and wave it with the animal. So in between the legs of the live animal, you put the lechem. That's how Rashi understands. The Rambam assumes that it's talking about the tenufa sakvasim after they're already shechted. So the Brisker Rav writes that according to Rashi, just like the Shnei Kvasim need shtei tenufos, one while it's alive and one after it's shechted, the shtei lechem also needs shtei tenufos, and one while it's alive, one after it's shechted, one while the animal was alive, one after the animal is shechted. The shtei lechem needs to be waved with it at both stages. But the shita of the Rambam is that the chiv of shtei tenufos is only on the kvasim, not on the lechem. So the tenufos alechem you could do either when you're waving the kvasim mechayim, or when you're waving the kvasim lachar shchitasam. L'chadchila, it's better to do the waving of the lechem after the shechita of the kvasim. And that's why the Rambam says that we're dealing over here with a dead animal. We're dealing over here with putting the bread in between the legs of a dead animal. The reason I mention that right now is because of the criticism of this shechita we're going to see in the next line. But anyway, so the Chanina ben Chachinoi holds that you put it between the legs of the animal. Depends which leg you're talking about. It's between the two legs. So it's like a sandwich. So it's the lechem on top of the kvasim and the kvasim on top of the lechem, because the lechem is like the meat in the sandwich. Or it's an opposite sandwich. It's the lechem in the middle and the kvasim, right? The meat on the two sides. So Amar Rabbi, Melech Basar V'dami, Osim Kein, Melech Lechem, Lechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osim Kein. Ew, that's gross. You're going to put bread in between the two thighs of the animal? You wouldn't do that for a regular king. You do that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to give him such lechem that was put in between the thighs of the animal? So according to Rashi, this makes a lot of sense. In between the thighs of a live animal is pretty disgusting. In between the thighs of a dead animal is just a sandwich. So it's a little bit more difficult to understand what this means according to the Rambam. What's so troubling about doing this? But anyway, he doesn't like it. So Ella, fourth possibility. Maniach zebitza tzadze umenith. You put them next to each other and you do the tnufa. Vahaba inon al, I, but doesn't say that has to be al. Al means on. What has to be al? Well, we have two psukim. One that says the kvasim on the lechem, the other says lechem on the kvasim. But either way, it doesn't mean next to. Some later of chista, later of nun, varmi later of nun, of chista, Rebbe litame. This is Rebbe lishitaso damar al besamuch. Rebbe holds the word al doesn't mean on, it means nearby. Detani b'nasata ala marechas levon azaka. Rebbe omer al besamuch. Rebbe says al means nearby. Atomer al besamuch, but no al mamish. So you sure it means nearby? Maybe it means literally on. Shomer v'sakosa ala aron es haparoches. When it says that you put the paroches on the aron, well, you don't put the paroches on the aron. I mean, our aron kodesh you do, but in the base of Mikdash, the paroches wasn't on the aron. Kapores was on the aron. The kapores is the cover. But the paroches is not on the aron, it's near the aron. Haviomer al besamuch. So you see that the word al means samuch. Tosos Maseches Sota, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, points out that even Rebbe who says al means besamuch, doesn't mean that al always means besamach. It means that if there's some reason that you can't say based on context that al means on, then al can mean besamach. That's Shitas Rebbe. Not that al always means besamach, but that if we know that based on context that the al doesn't mean on, then the al can mean besamach. So the reason Rebbe changes the pashup shot of the pasuk by the lechem apanim, where it says v'nasata al hamareches levona zaka, that you put the levona on the lechem apanim. So Rebbe says, no, not on. It means besamuch, because Rebbe was afraid that if you put the bezicha levona on the lechem itself, it will crush the lechem, it will passel the lechem. So the Torah can't be telling you to put the bezicha levona on the lechem. Okay, so al means besamuch. So that's Rebbe Shita. You put it besamuch. What about over here? So over here you have two psukim. They both say al, so it can't be one on the other and the other on the one. It just doesn't make sense. The only way to do that is the sandwich. And Rebbe thought that's ridiculous. You can't serve a kodesh baruch hu that way by putting bread between two thighs of an animal. So it must mean, again, based on context, that it must be besamuch. It must be nearby, not directly on. Fine, weiter. Moloch mevi malo morit. So we said that the way you do the tenufa is you spread out and bring close and up and down, right? Different directions and up and down. Amar b'chibar abam rabbi yochman. Moloch mevi l'misha ruch shalom, malo morit l'misha shmayim va'aret shalom. We are signifying by doing this waving that you are waving to the one who all the directions are his and he who shmayim va'aret belongs to him. B'marav ha'masnu ha'achi amar rabbi chama barukva, amar rabbi yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina, Moloch maybe kidei latsa ruchos ra'os, malamar kidei latsa talam ra'im. Not just showing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, but you're doing this as a way of showing that you're trying to stop bad things from happening. You're trying to hold back punishment from coming on the world, ruchos ra'os and talalim ra'im from attacking the world. That's what the idea of Moloch maybe malu morid is. Amr Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Avin Zosomeru Shiori Mitzvah Ma'akvim Esapranus. You see from here that even the leftovers of a mitzvah are Ma'akiv Pranus, meaning even the little details of a mitzvah can stop bad things from happening in the world. The Tanufa Shiori Mitzvah, because waving is just Shiori Mitzvah, Votzeres Ruchos Ros V'Talalim Rayim. And yet you see, look what it's able to accomplish. It's able to stop all these Ruchos Ros and Talalim Rayim. Amr Rabba V'chein Lulav. Rabbi says the same is true by a lulav when you shake the lulav. The Iker mitzvah, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says, Mida agbe nafakbe. Second, you pick up the lulav, you're ready, bin yotzi the mitzvah. Yet, the nanuim, the shaking of the lulav, the waving of the lulav, stops these ruchos ra'os and talalim ra'im. So you see, it's shiari mitzvah, and that's enough to stop, just these shiari mitzvahs, enough to stop bad things from happening. Ravach bar Yaakov mamtile maisile machvi hachi vamer girabein the sitna. Ravach bar Yaakov had the practice that when he was shaking the lulav, when he would wave the lulav, he would cry out, Girabein of the sitna, that there should be an arrow in the eyes of the satan. This is how we are defeating the satan. V'lav milsi mishum dasi l'skaruyebe. But that's maybe not the best idea to do, because you're just going to get the satan angry. You're going to awake the sleeping giant. He's going to say, oh, yeah, you think you're better than me? And he's going to only work that much harder to get you, so it's not a good idea to mock the satan and to taunt the satan in any way. In the back of Maseches Sukkah, there is one of the achronim that has just a few comments on each Masechta, the Marash Mitoivish. asks, he says, I don't understand, why is it manishtana mitzvah zu that you dafka say gira be'ena desitna? Isn't every mitzvah gira be'ena desitna? Why dafka? Waving the lulav. Ah, now I'm really going to show the satan. What about when you put on tefillin that morning? That didn't show the satan. Waving the lulav is what you show the satan. So the Marash Mitoivish suggests that the Yetzer Hara works hardest on the mitzvah kala, more so than on a mitzvah chamura. A mitzvah chamura, we're less likely to listen to him, so his chances of success, at least at first, on a mitzvah chamura, are not that great. He works hard on a mitzvah kala. So it's dafka, when in the context that the Gemara is calling it shiyari mitzvah. Ah, this isn't even really the mitzvah. This is just like a little remnant of the mitzvah. This is a secondary element. It's not even really part of the mitzvah, and yet it's makiv the pranus. But that's exactly where we want to highlight, that's the gira beina desitna. The fact that we're able to accomplish with shiyari mitzvah, that we're able to do shiyari mitzvah and not be affected by the satan, that's ultimately the arrows in the eyes of the satan, because that's where he does his best work on things that are shiyari mitzvah, on things that you would think, that we would normally think, are secondary. Also, there's a halachic issue over here. The Bala Yitzhar quotes from the Rav Sar Shalom that you have to say, when did he do this? When did he say this? Gira be'ina desitna. At what point, waving the lulav, would he say this? So if, the only time the Gemara ever mentions waving the lulav, doing na'nuim, is during Hallel. They have to do na'nuim during Hallel. So in the middle of Hallel, he would just scream out, Gira be'ina desitna. You made a bracha before. You can't just be mafsik in the middle of Hallel, screaming out random phrases, how you're showing the satan. So says the Bala Yitzhar, you see that there must be a chiv na'nuim as soon as you make the bracha also. That from here you see that there's a chiv of doing the na'nuim right away when you make the bracha, and not just during the Hallel. But the Bala Yitzhar says, not such a good raya, because maybe it's not a hefsek, because maybe if that's the whole point of the mitzvah, the whole point of the na'nuim is shelo yeruchos ra'o, so maybe that's considered it's shayach to the mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah, so it's not a hefsek at all. And Bala Yitzhar says, you have such a thing, similar idea, when it comes to a bris milah. What do? We make a bar priyagafen, and then we say, we do a kriyas Hashem between the bracha and the shtiyas ayayin, and it's not called a hefsek. Why isn't that called a hefsek? You're doing a kriya. What does a shame have to do with anything? So no, it's not called a hefsek, because the whole point of the bracha, the whole point of having a koshal bracha, was because you're being kori shame on the baby at that point. So since it's part of the inyan, so that it's also inyan, therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Nowadays, the way smachos are celebrated nowadays is very different. There's so many rabbis that are around that they try to give as many kibbudim as they can. So by a bris, they try to, very often you find that the brachos are made by one rabbi and the kriya shem is done by another rabbi, or by one relative and another relative, doesn't have to be a rabbi, by one relative and another relative, that they split it up, or one friend and another. They have two different people doing those two different parts. So nowadays you'll find a lot of times that the wine is actually drunk before the Kriyas Hashem. They don't wait till after the Kriyas Hashem, because when it's one person, so he'll say the whole thing and then he'll drink the wine. But when he has to give the wine to another guy, and then the other guy's going to do the Kriyas Hashem, the other guy's not going to know to give it back to him. So by then, and five other people came over to him in between while the other person was doing the Kriyas Hashem. Mazel tov, whatever, how you doing? And they said, so he made a bar piyah kafen. He really can't talk and he needs to get that wine back. So nowadays, a lot of people are just makir that as soon as they make the brachas, they'll take a sip of the wine, they'll refill the cup and give it to the guy to do the Kriyas Hashem. But initially, that really wasn't the minhag. The minhag is that we drink the wine after the Kriyas Hashem. But again, because it's may also Indian, it's not considered a hefsek. Okay, Bryce on the first wide line. Tan Rabbanan. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Tuna Tznufa La'achar Shechita. The Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur require waving after the Shechita. U'tznufasam kemo shehein. And you do Divrei Rebbe. And Rebbe says you do the Tznufa as is, animal in its entirety. You wave the whole animal. The Chum Omrim B'chaz V'shok. The Chum say no, you only wave the Chaz V'shok of the animal after the Shechita. So Mecha Mifugi, what are they arguing about? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions of what they're arguing about. First suggestion is the most basic. And the next two are just takeoffs on the first one. But the first suggestion is as follows. They're arguing how you make drushos when you derive halacha A from halacha B. Is it don mina umina, apply everything that we learned in halacha B over to halacha A, or is it adjust the limud of the halacha to fit the context of B? Right? How do we generally make drashos? Rabbanan savri don mina umina. We learn entirely from the other source, and we take the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker. We take the entire union and just transfer it over. Maziv cheshal meyachid tun and tenufa, and therefore, just like ziv cheshal meyachid required tenufa li achar shchita, they require tenufa after the shchita. Avziv cheshal mitibur tun and tenufa li achar shchita. So we apply the halacha that ziv cheshal mitibur also required tenufa li achar shchita. Nu, so umina, how does it work by ziv cheshal meyachid? Mahasam bechazav ashok. It's only the chazav ashok that you wave after the shchita. Oh, so by ziv cheshal mitibur also by the shtei alechem and the kivsei atzeres avachanami bechazav ashok. So if you're also by the kivsei atzeres, you're going to do the chazav ashok. You'll wave only the chazav ashok because we take exactly from where we are learning it from. We're learning it from ziv cheshal meyachid. We apply all of the details of ziv cheshal meyachid and just bring it over here to ziv cheshal mitibur. The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says no. Don minavu ki ba'asra. It's don minavu ki ba'asra. You have to adjust it for ziv cheshal mitibur for the particular context. We start with that basis that the ikar halach of doing the tenufa we learn from ziv cheshal meyachid to ziv cheshal mitibur. Vuki ba'asra. But then we adjust it to fit. Over there you only do the chaz of shok, but over here you do kamo shehen b'chayim. So Briska Rav raises the following suffix. According to the Rabbanan, who would disagree with Rebbe and hold that the tenufa of the Shalmei Tzibur la'achar shechita is only on the chaz of shok, like every other karban shlamim, and you do not wave the entire animal. Is it because the din tenufa that you do after the shechita is the same din tenufa that you would have by any other korban shlamim, and it's not a special tenufa of kivsei atzeres that you do after the shechita? Or is it no? It is a special tenufa of kivsei atzeres. This is a kivsei atzeres tenufa. It's just that the way it's done, or it's done on the same things that you would do a normal tenufa on, but this is not a regular tenufa. This is not a regular tenufa shlamim. It's a kivsei atzeres tenufa. That's a suffix. Do we view this tenufa as a regular shlamim tenufa, or is this a special kivsei atzeres tenufa? That's the suffix the Briska Rav raises. Briska Rav writes, what's nafkamina? Nafkamina is by the shnei kivsei atzeres that are shechted shelo l'shma, where it's not ola, doesn't count for the kivsei atzeres, but it does count as a karban shlamim. So you're not going to do the tenufa mechayim. You're not going to do the waving that you do mechayim, because that's obviously just a kivsei atzeres tenufa. That we don't find anywhere else. But what about the tenufa l'achar shechita? Do you say, well, if it's shechta shelo l'shma, it becomes a karban shlamim, so I should still do the regular tenufa that I do by the shlamim? Or do you say, meaning the tenufa after shechita, just like I would by the shlamim, because that's a shlamim tenufa? Or do you say, no, you don't do any tenufa, because even that tenufa by the kivsei atzeres was only a kivsei atzeres tenufa. It was not a shlamim tenufa. That is the suffix of the Briska Rav. And he suggests that it's Tali in the Machlokas, Rav Chista and Ravina. Rav Chista was the first shita. Ravina we'll see, we haven't seen yet, the third shita of how to understand this Machlokas. Let's see, shita number two first, on top of some ways and bays. Rav Papa Amar Dukali Alma Don Mino Minahu. The Hainu time that everyone really agrees Don Mino Mina. And therefore everyone should agree to the Rabbanan that you should wave only the chaz of a shok. Why does Rebbe say you wave the whole animal? Don't look at exactly precisely what you wave. Look at what their halacha is. You wave things that have the halacha that you're supposed to give it to a kohen. So by shlamim, it's just the chaz of a shok. By the kivsei atzeres, it's the whole animal. So then you wave the whole animal because you wave everything that has to be given to the kohen. Ravina Amar, third possibility to kuli amadom minavukib. Ba'asra. Everyone holds really don minavu ki ba'asra. V'hainu time the Rabban. Why did the Rabban say then you only wave the chaz of shok? Shouldn't you wave the entire thing? Shalmehem ribu yehu. Shalmehem is a riboy. Tell me that it should be more like the regular shlamim waving, that it's only the chaz of shok. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Amar Shlosh Minu Tunu Shlosh Matzah Shtayim B'Kalachas. I can't go back to the Brisk Rav now. I just want to make sure we finish the daf. Rabbi Shimon Amar Shlosh Minu Tunu Shlosh Matzah Shtayim B'Kalachad Ushlishes Ein Behen. Ve'elu Hein. This is a direct quote from the Mishnah. Ve'elu Hein. The longest quote from Mishnah you'll ever see. That was what we learned yesterday, where you have three karbanos and there are three mitzvos. two of the mitzvos apply to each of the karbanos, but it's different two mitzvos for each of three karbanos. So the Gemara is just going to suggest different kal v'chomers, that maybe we should apply all three of the mitzvos to some of these karbanos. So the Gemara is going to suggest three different kal v'chomers where it tries to show that we should apply all three of the mitzvos to each of these three karbanos, and it rejects, obviously, each kal v'chomer. So kal v'chomer number one, v'yu zivchei shalma yachid tu netnufa chayim mikal v'chomer. We should do tnufa on even zivchei shalma yachid, on a regular karban shlamim, while it's alive from a kal v'chomer. The zivchei shalma yachid are the other two halachos. You do smich on it, and you do tnufa after it's dead, but not while it's alive. So why don't we suggest that we should do it while it's alive from the following kal v'chomer? Zivchei shal mitzibur she'ein tunit smicha chayim tunit tnufa chayim. Zivchei shal mitzibur don't have a din smicha, yet they do have a din of waving it while it's alive. So zivchei shal mayachid shetunit smicha shal mayachid, which does have a din of smicha, so you see it's more chamur. Ein udin shetunit tnufa chayim by kal v'chomer, shouldn't we say it should therefore require everything that the zivchei shal mitzibur requires, which including tnufa chayim, waving it while it's alive? And so Gemara, miyet rachmana gavei zivchei shal mitzibur osam lumutei zivchei shal mayachid. No, dafka by the zivchei shal mitzibur, when it tells me you do tenufa while it's alive, the Torah has a special miyot to tell me, no, it's only for this karban, not for other karbanos. Okay, suggestion number two. V'yu zivchei shal mitzibur tun smicha mikal v'chomer. The shal mitzibur should require smicha. Uma zivchei shal mayachid shein tun tenufa chayim tun smicha. Because if the shal mayachid don't require tenufa while it's alive, and yet they still require smicha, zivchei shal mitzibur should tun. So the shalmei tzibur, which does require tenufa while it's alive, should for sure require smicha. Amravina gemiri shtei smichas petzibur. No, we have a special tradition that there are only two smichas petzibur. There's no other smicha petzibur, and therefore it's, you can't say that it's going to require smicha. There are only two cases of smicha that we have petzibur: param davar shel tzibur and sir mishtaleach, and that's it. No other example of smicha betzibur. So, okay, third possibility, third suggested kal v'chomer. V'yehei asher mitzora ta'un tenufa shachut mikal v'chomer. The asher mitzora should require tenufa after it's dead from a kal v'chomer. Ma zivchei shal mayachid shein tunu tenufa chayim tunu tenufa shchutin. Zivchei shal mayachid don't get waved while they're alive, and yet they do get waved while they're dead. Asher mitzora shetan tenufa chayim udin shetan tenufa shachut. So the asher mitzora that does get waved while it's alive should all the more so get waved while it's dead. Miyed Rachman, gabe zivchei shal mayachid, oso lemutei asher mitzora. Now there's word oso by zivchei shal mayachid, when it talks about the tenufa zivchei shal mayachid, that's dafka to be memait the asher mitzora. Tana Rabbanan, chamisha shiviu karban echad. If five people bring one karban, echad mein nefal yidei kulam. One of them does the tenufa on behalf of everybody else. Vayisha kohen mein nefal yada. And a woman, a kohen, will do the tenufa for her. V'cheinah shaleach karbanosim medina sayam, kohen mein nefal yada. And also someone who sends his karban from medina sayam, the kohen will wait for him. We actually have a minute to say over a little piece of Torah. The Radvaz writes that it's mistaver that if that woman has a husband, even though it says over here kohen mein nefal yada, that a woman doesn't do the tenufa, let the kohen do the tenufa. The Radvaz writes in Maisar Karbanos, Perek Tes, Halacha Tazayin, on the side of the Rambam. The Ravaz writes that it's mistaver that if the woman has a husband, baila meinif, the husband should do the tenufa. Why? Because we always say habal ki ishto. We always say that the baal has the same din as the isha, that it's not, you don't even need shlichus by baal ki ishto. But if she doesn't have a baal, she can't make a shliach, because anything she can't do, she can't make a shliach. So then it's just a shlucha d'rachmana, the kohen becomes the shlucha d'rachmana. But the baal doing it is ki'ilu that she is doing it. Now whether we in fact say baal ki ishto is actually a machlokas rishonim, the Mi'iri in Masechus Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches, quotes a Yesh Omrim, that min haTorah we say isha kebaila, because she is the kinyan of the Baal, so she becomes sort of subsumed under the Baal. But we don't say Baal ki ishto, says the Meiri, that the husband sort of takes the place of his wife, because the Baal is not kanoi li ishto. But midrabanan we say Baal ki ishto. On a Daraisa level, we wouldn't say it. Balamar and the Ramban and the Mechamos and the Meiri hold, though, that even Baal ki ishto is min haTorah, because even though it's learned from the pasuk of the Daskahi, that just like in Isha's Kabbalah, hu adin la Baal ki ishto, just like we say in Isha's Kabbalah, so too we say adin that a Baal ki ishto. No, to be Huda, Nechuvin, Tinyan, Ebenezer, Simenai, and Vav says that he believes the Shita Sarambam is that all of it is Darabanan, that Isha Kabbalah, Baal ki ishto, the whole thing is Darabanan, that the whole thing is not Daraisa. The the Radvaz, it seems clear though from the Radvaz that you can make a shliach in order to do the tenufa. It's only the isha who's not ra'ui to do the tenufa that cannot make a shliach. But a normal person who is ra'ui to do the tenufa can make a shliach. That itself is a major machlokes achronim, whether this is something that at all lends itself to shlichus in the first place. All right, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Samachim Lamed Aleph.